Hey Central Ohio, the nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners.
My lease agreement was coming to an end, and the owners of the home decided they wanted to sell the house after this lease, so I was forced to find a new place instead of renewing the lease like I'd planned on. It's unfortunate because they only gave me a month's notice, which is not a lot of time to find a new house. I worked full-time, which only made things harder.
Hey Central Ohio, the nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners.
The first 2 weeks flew by, and I only had the next 2 weeks to find a house, pack, and move in. I was stressed out of my mind. With time running out, I just applied to 3 houses nearby without even touring them. 2 of them declined me, but I got accepted by the 3rd. From the pictures, it didn't look nearly as nice as the house I was staying at, but I did the best I could with the shitty situation I was given. I rented a U-Haul and got my stuff over as soon as possible. After getting all the boxes inside and all the furniture where it needed to be, I finally had a chance to look at the house. It was a lot worse than the pictures had shown. The walls had paint peeling, and everything just looked aged and outdated. The rent was cheap, but not enough to make up for the trashy condition of the place. I was too tired to take care of anything right away, though. So I got my bed ready and crashed for a quick nap. I slept a lot longer than I wanted to and woke up well rested around 9 p.m. I checked my phone and saw I had a text from the landlord. He just greeted me and told me to call him if I needed anything. It was already pretty late though, so my angry call was gonna have to wait until tomorrow. I closed my phone and went downstairs to make myself something to eat. Right when I turned the corner into the kitchen, I jumped back. A man was standing in the middle of the living room, looking right at me.
"What the fuck?"
I said under my breath, not sure what to do yet. It was really dark and I couldn't read his face. He was just kind of blank.
"What are you doing here?"
I said. The man turned around and walked out the front door in no hurry at all. My first instinct was to run up and lock the door. Then I called the landlord, but he didn't pick up. I looked out the windows to see if he was still around, but he seemed to have left for good. Calling the police crossed my mind, but I was just so confused by the whole interaction, I didn't even feel threatened really. I didn't see anyone outside for a while, so I left the windows and sat on the couch. I didn't have my TV set up yet, so I had nothing better to do than start packing. I went through 4 boxes and was working on the 5th when someone knocked on the door. I walked over cautiously and turned on the porch light, then called out, asking who was there. There was a long wait before they answered.
"It's me, your landlord."
I opened the door a bit and looked at him. He looked really similar to the man I'd just seen in my house, but I wasn't sure.
"Hey, did you need something? I'm just here to make sure you settled in nicely,"
he said with a big smile, leaning his hand on the door.
"Yeah, I was just about to go to bed. I'll talk to you tomorrow,"
I said, pushing the door, but the man outside kept his hand on the door, not letting me close it. I stopped pushing for a moment, and the man smiled again. Then it all hit me at once, the fear and creepiness of the situation. I slammed my body into the door, closing it too quickly for him to react, then turned the bolt lock. I heard the door handle turn and the man outside bash against it. There was another long wait before the man sprinted away from the porch. I called the police, then got my car keys and put them in my pocket to prepare for a quick escape if I needed to. I waited for a couple minutes, still just standing by the front door, before I heard leaves crunching around the house. They went to the back door and stopped. I walked up a bit and peered around the corner, and right in front of the back door was that same man, standing outside with a hammer in his hand. I took this chance to run for my car. I opened the front door and ran to my car in the driveway. I got in and locked the doors, then backed out. I saw the man on the side of my house watching me as I drove away. The man was gone when the police got there. They did a whole investigation, and during it, I met the landlord in person. He was not the man I saw at my door, but he did look oddly similar. He even talked in a very similar way. It made me wonder if he had a brother or something. I don't know. It could also be a creepy neighbor or a homeless person. Either way, I never encountered the man again. But once my lease was up, I moved out and never looked back. This was my first time ever purchasing a house. I was 28 and looking for a place to settle down. I began my search for a house 5 months before my lease ended at my current residence. This one place that I found was perfect, but it was pretty far over my budget, so I had to pass on it and keep searching. I viewed a ton of other places, and even thought I'd found a good home, until that same house came up on my search again. The price had been lowered tremendously, putting it in the mid-range of my budget. I scheduled a tour, and eventually bought the home. Obviously, I was ecstatic. It felt like a really big move forward in my life. It was a two-story home with a basement and large yard with trees all around. The only slight issue was that it was 20 minutes away from most stores and shops, but I worked from home, so I didn't need to go out all that much. Within the first few days, though, things got a little strange. While working from the living room one day, I heard some sounds coming from the basement. Things moving around or dragging on the floor. I got up and opened the door to the basement, but the sound stopped. It was silent. I turned on the light and walked a few steps down, but nothing was there. I had only a couple boxes in the basement, so it was entirely empty, aside from the water heater and air conditioner in the far corner. I'd only been in the place for a couple days, so I thought I just wasn't used to the sounds the house made. After all, there wasn't anything in the basement. But only a day later, I heard it again. This time, it was more of a soft wooden sounding thud. Maybe a piece of wood hitting the wall. I went down the basement stairs all the way this time and did a perimeter check around the walls, but again, the basement was empty, so there was nothing to even check. Still, I blew it off. What could it possibly even be? I didn't believe in anything paranormal. So logically, it had to be the house. During the first week of staying in my new house, I had experienced these sounds probably 6 or 7 times. By the 4th or 5th time, I stopped even checking and started ignoring it. That was until I explored the outside of my house. I was just walking around, enjoying the nature scene, when I noticed one of the tops of the basement window wells was missing from the side of my house. It in itself wasn't an alarming find, but just something I needed to fix right away before it rained and flooded my basement. I went out and got a cover from a hardware store and installed it that day. That night, I went to bed early, but woke up at 11 p.m. to another wooden thud sound from the basement directly below me.
Hey Central Ohio, the nationwide children's marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide children's marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners.
A second later, I heard something else. This time, it was very distinctly footsteps going from one side of the basement to the other. I was horrified. Part of me was absolutely positive there was someone in my basement, but there was another part of me that thought it could be something I was imagining, or even somehow another noise from the house. I needed to know for sure, though. I took my bat that I kept in my room and walked downstairs and over to the basement door. Just before I approached it, though, an extremely loud thud came from outside the house. I stopped in my tracks, waiting for anything else. Then I opened the basement door and walked down slowly. Nothing was there, just the same empty basement. I looked all around, and even waited for a few minutes for more sounds, but it was just like every other time when I went to investigate. As soon as I'd open the basement door and look around, it would be silent. I got really uneasy after a few minutes and went back upstairs. I put a chair in front of the basement door, so that if there was somehow someone down there, I'd at least have a heads up if they tried to open the door. The next morning I checked the basement again, but something felt different. It was much brighter than usual. I checked the window well and could see from the bottom that the top cover was gone again. I went outside and looked around everywhere for it, but it was completely gone. That was enough for me to call the police, though. Something was going on. They sent one officer, who took notes from me, then searched around the basement. He found just as little as I did. I got a new cover for the well, and hired a handyman to come out and install bars on the window from the inside. After that, I never experienced any more sounds or noises. I don't know what exactly I was dealing with in my basement. Maybe someone squatting there, or maybe something else. Even now, though, 3 years later, I still have that fear in the back of my mind of hearing those sounds again. Me and my best friend, who I'll call Alex for privacy, decided to rent a house together. We talked about being roommates for a while, because neither of us wanted to live with our parents anymore. We were attending community college and had jobs, so it felt like moving out was just the next step. We found this really small, but still somewhat nice home that was only a 10-minute drive to school. This was last year, when COVID was still big, so we were able to schedule a self-tour and look at it ourselves. We both thought it was that perfect, kinda crappy yet cheap, house for us to spend our college years in. It even had a decent yard, and wasn't crammed together with neighbors all around. One thing that caught our attention, though, was this creepy old shed in the backyard. I mean, it just looked like a regular shed, I guess. But it had a padlock on it, and in the description of the house online, it didn't mention it anywhere. Neither of us cared to use it anyway, so we ignored it and signed the lease. I was super pumped, and I could tell Alex was too. A month later, we moved in. The first week was great. This was both of our first times living on our own, so the freedom of it was amazing. On a normal Saturday night, I was in the living room watching TV, waiting for Alex to come home from work. It was only 7, and Alex got off at 8. Through the TV playing, I heard what I could have sworn was a large door shutting. It came from outside, and my first thought was the shed. There was absolutely no way I was going out there to check by myself. When Alex got back, I told him what I heard. He asked me over and over if I was sure it wasn't from the TV or something, but I knew it wasn't.
All right, let's take a look then.
We turned our phone flashlights on and went outside. We were maybe 20 feet away from the front of the shed, and everything looked exactly how it was before. The lock was still on the front, so there was no way someone could have gone inside and locked it from the outside. Alex gave me a look like I was crazy. We went back inside and watched TV for a while. I couldn't stop thinking about what I heard, though. I was starting to question whether or not the sound was even real. At one point, while watching TV, I looked to my side and a figure was standing outside the window staring at us. Alex didn't see him, but he heard his footsteps running away, so we were on the same page this time. Alex asked what we should do, and I didn't know. We'd never had to deal with something like this before. I wasn't sure if that guy had something to do with the sound I heard earlier, either. We kept our eyes and ears open for a couple hours, and with no further strange sightings, we went to bed. It took a bit for me to fall asleep, but I think I finally dozed off around 10 p.m. Woke up in the middle of the night to a strange, bright red glow flickering across the walls of my room. It was coming through the slits in my window. As I became more awake, I realized I was hearing something too. A soft crackling sound, also coming from outside. I was still tired, and my head wasn't fully awake, but then I heard Alex call my name from the hallway outside my room.
Hey, wake up!
As I was about to ask what was going on, I was interrupted by something eerie, horrifying, and loud. I turned my head to the window, pushing aside the covers. The shed was in flames and had just fallen over. The huge fire was getting close to the house. Alex called 911, and we both took his car and drove across the street. The fire department was able to get the fire extinguished before it got too serious. Only minor burn damage was done to the side of the house. We told the police about what we'd heard and the man I saw, thinking maybe he had done this, but there was nothing to go off of. Everything that was inside the shed was ashes, except a few old metal tools. It makes me think that someone was doing something in there and probably burned it down to hide evidence of their doings as soon as we moved in. It all just seems like too much of a coincidence. I don't think we'll ever know what exactly happened that night, though.
Hey, Central Ohio, the nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners.
Or what was going on inside that shed.
Hey, Central Ohio! The nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners.